teacher. Today is the storytelling class. Could you tell us the story?
Yes, why not? Today I'm going to tell you a story named Beauty and the Beast, which tells us that beauty doesn't only mean good appearance, but how good you are within.
I didn't understand, ma'am.
Come, I'll tell you the story and you'll understand everything. Once upon a time, there was a rich merchant who had three daughters. He was so proud of them that he gave them everything they could want. They were all beautiful, but the most beautiful of all was the youngest, who was called Beauty. She was so lovely that her sisters could not help being jealous of her. The merchant's luck changed and he lost all his money. He and his daughters had to move into a small cottage in the country. The girls had to work hard growing vegetables and milking the cows. The two eldest hated their new life and did nothing but complain that their father could no longer buy them fine dresses and jewels. Only Beauty was happy and sang cheerfully all day long. One day, the merchant received news that one of his ships, which he had thought lost at sea, had reached port loaded with a rich cargo.
"We are rich again,"
he told his three daughters.
"I will go to the port and sell the cargo. What presents would you like me to bring back?"
The two eldest daughters demanded fine new dresses and shoes. But when he asked Beauty what she wanted, she replied,
"It's enough for me that you are happy again, Father. The only thing I would like is a rose."
The merchant set out. But when he reached the port, he found that the sailors had sold all the cargo and cheated him of his money. Sadly, he began his journey home just as poor as when he had left. He was riding through a dark forest when night began to fall. As it grew darker, a storm blew up and he lost his way. He saw a glimmer of light through the trees. Riding forward, he found himself outside a large palace. In the courtyard, he discovered stables stocked with hay, but there was no one to be seen. He left his horse in one of the stalls and went into the palace to see if he could find someone to ask if he might stay for the night. He climbed the staircase and walked through several magnificent rooms until he reached a large dining room. There was a blazing fire and a table groaning with food. He listened, waiting for someone to come, but he heard nothing. At last, when he could wait no longer, he sat down and ate a large dinner. After his meal, he found a comfortable bedroom and went straight to sleep. When he woke up, he found that a new suit of clothes had been laid out for him. He put it on and returned to the dining room. Breakfast had been laid, but there was still no sign of any servants or the owner of the palace. The merchant was very puzzled by all this. After he had eaten, the merchant decided to explore. Outside, he found a beautiful garden filled with rose bushes. Remembering his promise to Beauty, he reached out and picked a blossom. At once, he heard a mighty roar behind him. He spun round, terrified. In front of him stood a ferocious beast, baring his teeth.
"You ungrateful wretch,"
roared the beast.
I saved your life, fed and clothed you, and you show your gratitude by stealing my roses, which I love more than anything in the world. For this crime, you will die.
Forgive me, cried the merchant, falling on his knees. I did not mean to anger you. I saw no one here and just picked a single rose as a present for my daughter, Beauty.
Then he told the beast about his daughters and his fruitless journey.
I forgive you,
said the beast after he had heard the tale.
On one condition. One of your daughters must willingly take your place here in my palace. I give you a month to return, or else you will die.
The merchant was forced to agree. No sooner had he spoken than his horse appeared with a chest of jewels strapped to its saddle. The merchant rode sadly home. When he reached his cottage, he gave the rose to Beauty.
Here is your rose, he said with a sigh. But there is a terrible price to pay for it.
Then he explained everything that had happened.
You shall not die, Father, said Beauty. Since it was I who wanted the rose, I shall return with you and take your place at the Beast's palace. You must not worry anymore.
When the month was up, Beauty set out with her father. Her sisters pretended to cry as she left, but secretly they were glad she was going. When Beauty and her father reached the Beast's palace, they went inside. As before, a meal had been laid in the dining room and a fire crackled in the grate. In the center of the table was a huge golden bowl full of roses. Beauty ate what she could, but she was so nervous she could swallow only a few mouthfuls. She felt even more nervous when she heard footsteps outside. When the fearsome beast came into the room, Beauty gasped in terror.
Good evening, Beauty,
said the beast as gently as he was able.
Are you willing to stay with me once your father has gone?
They were all beautiful. Beauty bravely replied that she was. Then the beast took them to the courtyard where the merchant's horse was standing with another chest of jewels strapped to its saddle. Beauty tearfully kissed her father goodbye and watched him ride away. Then she went sadly to her bedroom and cried herself to sleep. When Beauty woke up, she found the most wonderful clothes lying beside her bed. Then she began to explore the palace. As she looked in the mirror, she thought of her father, and to her surprise, she saw him riding sadly up to the cottage. Then the picture faded. In the ballroom, she found a beautiful lamp with a diamond bracelet hanging from it. When she took the bracelet down and looked closely at it, she discovered on it the picture of the young prince she had seen in her dream. Suddenly, candles flickered light all over the palace. Beauty went back to the dining room where a wonderful meal was waiting. She had just sat down when she heard the beast's footsteps.
Good evening, Beauty. May I watch you eat?
You may do whatever you wish, she replied. You are master here.
No, you are the mistress of the palace. You may do as you please and leave whenever you wish. Do you find me ugly?
Yes, I do, said Beauty very quietly, trembling with fear. But I believe you are kind and gentle. When I think about that, you do not seem so ugly after all. The beast talked to her for a while, then rose to go.
Will you marry me?
He asked all of a sudden.
Oh no,
cried Beauty, horrified by the question. The beast groaned and looked so sad that Beauty was sorry to have hurt him. From time to time she looked in the magic mirror, which showed her what was happening at home. One day it showed that her father was very ill. She begged the beast to let her go and visit her sick father.
If you go, you will never return,
said the beast sadly.
If that happens, I will die of grief.
I will come back, cried Beauty. I promise. I will only stay a week and then I will return.
So the beast agreed and gave Beauty a ring.
When you want to return, just turn this ring round 3 times and say, I wish to return to the beast's palace,
he told her. Next morning, Beauty woke in her father's cottage. As soon as he saw her, he began to get better. And with Beauty as his nurse, he was soon completely well again. Beauty was so happy to be with her family that she forgot all about the promise she had made to the beast. One night she dreamt that the beast was very ill and was lying in the castle garden. She woke up startled. I must return at once. She turned the ring 3 times and immediately found herself back in the beast's palace. Everything seemed the same. She put on her most beautiful dress and waited impatiently to see him. The day passed and the evening came, but there was no sign of the beast. Then she remembered her dream and ran out into the garden. There she found the beast lying on the grass. He seemed close to death. Beauty knelt beside him and stroked his furry head. At once his eyes opened. He gazed up at Beauty in amazement.
Beauty, you have returned,
he whispered weakly.
I was dying because I thought you had forgotten me.
Then he added softly,
will you marry me?
Yes, I will,
replied Beauty, for she realized now that she loved him. At once there was a sudden blaze of light and an explosion of fireworks. Beauty looked round startled, then turned to the beast. To her great amazement, the beast had disappeared and in his place was a handsome prince. Beauty recognized him as the prince from her dreams.
Beauty,
said the prince, smiling at her, your love has broken the spell put on me by a wicked fairy. I was cursed to be a beast until a girl willingly agreed to be my wife. The wedding was magnificent, and the wedding party lasted for a year and a day. But the happiness of Beauty and her prince lasted for the rest of their lives.
Hello kids! If you like our video, please share, comment and subscribe to our channel, Tiny Dreams.